When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Down the stretch we come. Grant and Danny taking you up to 6:30 on the Fan. A pretty substantial, not fun, but substantial development today for the Commanders. Not looking good on DC getting the land back for RFK's site, which would mean they either have to wait until next calendar year and maybe another several months to try to go back through this process again, or they might have to pivot to Maryland to try to build a stadium.
We may not know where they're going to play, but football-wise, they're building a foundation of success on and off the field this season. It's time for you to plan for your future as well. It's the exclusive sponsor of our show. The law firm of Condori and Morod can help you update your last will and testament or set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them that Grant and Danny sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
They're building a foundation for success on the field. They're not building a foundation
for
the
stadium. Not as much off in terms of...
There's no concrete being laid for that foundation at this point. If you missed Glenn Ivey, the congressman from Maryland who called in, go ahead and listen to that podcast when we're done at thefandc.com. We actually had Charles Allen on yesterday when it looked like everything was steamrolling toward D.C. having its land back.
Mm.
And even then he was saying, yeah, I'm not so sure I want a stadium there. But you might not have to worry about it. Respectfully, council member.
You may not have to have that debate, sir.
Because you're not going to get that land anyway. Great line from a friend of mine who was angry about this, presumably. But, you know, obviously part of the frustration was that there's waste in the bill. And they ripped through a bunch of things and they tore a bunch of things out, including the RFK portion. And he said, waste is 177 acres of asphalt and an old stadium falling down in the shadows of the Capitol. How is this not a no-brainer? That's a pretty good amount of waste. Just a bunch of land that nobody can use in the nation's capital that is prime real estate right by some of the most influential and powerful buildings in the United States of America and the world. 177 unusable acres of asphalt, dilapidating
such
rust.
Such a good point.
Random fires. You want... waste?
There's
I'll show
waste.
You waste.
I mean, that real estate is a steakhouse, Amazon, and Deion Sanders all into one. I mean, that is as prime as it gets up in there.
Is this not one of the great examples of just government not working at this juncture?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whatever side you're on.
And we're on the same side.
Do anything with the land.
And here's the... The big, again, this is a huge deal to us, but if you're in like Nebraska or Oklahoma or something, like, you don't care one way or the other about like some land bill that's a barnacle and the big spending stuff. So I understand it gets caught up in it. But this, like, sometimes things are so common sense and so obvious. It's like the oh, come on argument, right? Where you just go, I mean, just come on. This one right here, come on. Like, oh, what's there now? No one is happy, right? The current status is an embarrassment. It's an eyesore. It's like a five wood. From the Capitol, right? Or maybe you hit a couple fairway medals. Whatever. The point is, you got to blast a couple. And you're right there at this spot that is just an embarrassment. It's broken. Dilapidated ghosts and sadness and like a chain link fence and some grass that hadn't been mowed since 97. Like, it's disgusting. And they're like, oh, I don't know. We can't figure it out.
You know those moving walkways in airports?
The walkway will be closing in 10 seconds.
Right. It's like we've been walking on one of those, but against the way that it's moving for 10 years. We keep walking. We're working up a lather, but we're not getting anywhere. Well, finally, we're getting closer to the end and closer to the end and closer to the end. And then, in this game that we're playing, they're throwing these obstacles at us. And we're still walking against the grain, but we're almost at the end. And we're like, we see it. The end is the stadium. We're like, we're going to get a stadium. We finally get our stadium. As we're walking, by the way, 80,000 other stadiums for other sports teams got built. But there is the senator of Miami in Montana. They just threw him at us on the conveyor belt. And he's coming. We had to leap over him like a game of Mario. And the senator in Montana went past us. And we went, thank God.
That was so
scary. All right,
we're
going to go get the stadium. We go, and we just keep walking. And then they throw the senator in Utah at us. And we're like, damn it, the senator in Utah. He's the next guy.
What's this guy going to do?
And he grazes us. But we, even though we land, we get past him. And we're laying down. We have to get up. We lost a little bit of ground.
Yeah, then the Maryland senator's like, you better give us some fighter jets.
And we start running. And then the Maryland senators, they're there. And we jump over them. And then the fighter jets are there. We have to climb over fighter jets. And then the bridge in Baltimore money that they needed was there. So we climb over that. And then there's Elon Musk, and he just like hits us with a bat or something. It doesn't have to be this hard, does it?
Yes. Here it does. Here it does.
If it does, then we can't do it in D.C. I'm sorry. We just can't. And everyone says the same thing. It's got to be D.C. I agree with you, but it can't be. So then what?
But
then what do
like,
we do?
Like the immovable force and the unstoppable object. It's got to be in D.C. Yep, it can't be. What do we do? Should we just stare at each other?
I can tell you what we do.
Well, yeah,
it's quite literally what's happened. The stadium that stinks that they keep playing in falls apart. They weren't supposed to still be there now. Go back and listen to Bruce Allen on this crap in 2009 when he got the job as the GM and then became the president. They were not supposed to be in this stadium in 2024. The lease was up in 27, but, we'll be long out of there.
It'll be academic,
It'll just be collecting weeds like RFK by then. Or Terry McLaurin will be catching touchdowns in front of 22,000 Eagles fans. Eric's in D.C. What's up, Eric? How are you?
I'm good. Happy holidays to you guys.
You too, buddy.
Listen, I'm a third-generation Washingtonian, and I am so tired of people who are not Washingtonians making a decision about this stadium. You remember how Baltimore felt when the Colts snuck out of town at night? Why would they want to do that to us? And everybody's talking about us, but us.
Wait, who's sneaking out of
Washington?
Make that analogy make sense for me. Who's sneaking out of where?
They're not sneaking out. I'm just talking about the feeling that the Mariners had when they lost the Colts.
Right.
Now, nobody's giving consideration to D.C. and the championships that we've won. Not just Super Bowls, but prior to the Super Bowl, we were champions. They have the Baltimore Ravens, a great team. Why are you being greedy? Why are you trying to take from D.C.? But you know what? That's the history. Every time when they talk about, when you listen to the news and they talk about crime, they'll say D.C. But when they talk about something great, it's the metropolitan area. I'm so sick of them disrespecting D.C. and their residents. And the reason that they're playing in Landover is because we had Sharon Pratt Kelly as a mayor who said, I don't care nothing about football. I want baseball. And Jack Kent Cook, because he couldn't use the alley, decided to take them out to Landover for a while. And then we had Dan Snyder, who was the worst. But now everybody's talking over our heads like we don't even exist. Like, we don't even deserve to have our own team.
But, Eric, respectfully, I think people want you to have the stadium.
That's what everybody wants.
Everybody wants the stadium in D.C. D.C.
One person does not. And it's the same person that same person who hates D.C.'s mayor who just threw a monkey wrench in what was going to happen. And all of those senators, Republican senators, fell in line. Because when he speaks, whether it's right or not, they're going to follow it.
Is he referencing Elon?
I'm not sure. Could be Elon, Trump, I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, the problem with that is, and I appreciate the phone call, thank you. I don't think that what happened yesterday was about the RFK bill. It was a byproduct, and Commanders fans and you as a D.C.
listening to a sports show
got screwed, right? It did. It completely got screwed. You got screwed. But yesterday was politics. Yesterday was so far above, and I don't care what anybody thinks right or wrong, you know, what side you're on, but it was so far above the stadium. Nobody was like, you know, we just can't give this stadium to this land to Maryland. All right, from Maryland from the federal government to D.C., we just can't do that. And the stadium should be in Maryland. That was not what happened. It was just they looked at a vehicle, and they said, this vehicle, I don't like this vehicle. And a tire on that vehicle happens to be this RFK portion of the thing. So I don't necessarily buy that it's like this anti-Muriel Bowser thing. But I appreciate the phone call. His narrative is essentially that people don't want the stadium there.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's listening to different stations than I am. I think it's a 95% clip that these fans that we talk to every day, Danny, want the RFK site. Nobody's got the power to do it, man.
Right. So if the implication is when he says nobody wants it, maybe that's at, you know, the higher levels of government, that it's a leverage play from one side to the other. I mean, who knows? I mean, there have been times where, you know, I'm not getting into any politics stuff. Just simply saying, it's the cross to bear of this area that's unlike anywhere else, frankly, in the world. Maybe not. I'm probably talking out of my tuchus there. At least in the country, where the federal city is right here. So the national seat of government is right down the street from the local seat of government. And that push and pull is the most unusual dynamic that there is. In every other state, like the State House down in Richmond for Virginia, or the State House in Sacramento for California, business gets done. That larger state government versus the little local state government, the mayor and whoever else, there's a normal set of push and pull. There's nothing normal here where nobody can even have a debate until a bunch of people that have, to his point, have no stake in what happens in the city, because they might either be gone in 2 years or, you know, are just tourists here for just enough months and days to go to vote on Capitol Hill till they go back to their homes in, you know, Nebraska or California or Oregon or whatever. Like, that's frustrating. I get that.
Let's go to Eric, who's in Falls Church on Grant and Danny. What's up, Eric? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are y'all?
Good, thanks.
I love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
I work in the Senate. I can't say for who, but this is all going to work out next year.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, okay. So what's going to happen is they're going to get a short-term funding package. And then next year, the president-elect is going to want a win, and he's going to, the stadium's going to be in next year's deal. So,
but when is that?
It depends how long the continuing resolution is through, but it's probably either March or October.
Oh God! So, 10 months from now. It goes through, and then they lose another year where they've got to be at their terrible stadium.
Sure.
So now we're up to 2031.
Look, man, I'm not God, so I can't.
Well, I'm shooting the messenger.
You catch a lot of shrapnel there by delivering that news.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely shooting the messenger, but he is the messenger, and he's bringing bad news.
Yeah.
So why will... What if it doesn't work out in October of next year?
Then it doesn't work out. We all move along. like,
no, it's too late. I want my time back. I want my stadium built. I want my time back.
Okay, we all have wants.
Okay.
That's what I got. So,
all right,
appreciate you, dude. It's good info. Thank you.
It is good info, and I did shoot the messenger, and that's sweet of you to call in.
Yes,
thank
you for
calling. I was mean to you.
By the way, he goes March or October. You go, oh my god.
Well, I mean,
first off,
he started by saying it's just so casually and comfortably. It's going to happen next year, as if I haven't had a million people tell me that for 15.
Well, again, and I'm not ripping him because all he's doing is trying to give us some information.
He's just a nice guy, and I'm being mean to him. But respectfully, sir, I've had Bruce Allen tell me that. I've had Jason Wright tell me that. I've had every person that worked for the Commanders that's come and gone tell me that for 10 years. They've all told me, oh, don't worry, little fat boy. It'll happen. And now you call in and go, settle down. It'll happen in March. I don't know you. I'll take your word for it. I hope you're right. I don't believe anyone anymore.
So and this is kind of my point. And again, it sounds like we're just questioning this guy. I'm not at all. Eric, thank you. I don't believe anybody when it comes to this thing, when it comes to several things, right? Where this is what's going to happen. What you just laid out is probably a very reasonable scenario. And if it was in a betting market, it would be the most likely, it'd be the favorite. It'd be the betting favorite right now, as you laid it out, potentially. I don't know either way. But my point is, I have seen too many rug pulls, too many it's happening, oh wait, it's not happening. It's like a season of Entourage where they can't decide if the movie's going to get made or not. Like, this is the entire crux of the year. Maybe it happens one day. I just won't believe it until it's done. And that's not your fault, Eric. All you're doing is minding your business trying to help your pals out.
Eric, you're probably regretting calling in, okay? You shouldn't regret it. You're a sweet man. You did
a
good
very
thing.
Very nice.
You tried to reassure us, and I was mean to you, and I apologize. I reacted unfavorably, okay? I'm over it. I don't care if you can get it done for me next year. Yeah, and Eric, you. I'm talking to you. You had your chance. No, I'm kidding. But seriously.
What did you do, Eric?
Well, Eric cost us this deal. No.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, Danny, is I'm not waiting till next year. It's over. Now, they will, I'm sure, because they're in no rush to get me a stadium. But I want a stadium. I'm tired of going to the stupid stadium. You don't go.
Right.
You don't go. You don't go. You don't go. I go. And it sucks. And I spend a lot of money there because my wife's a season ticket holder. And I'm tired of it. So I want a new stadium. I can't get one because I live here. Ever. But you can send some memes and tell me about how you killed it. Do that. Why don't you? Why don't you send some memes and tell me about how you killed the stadium? That's what we do here. Let's go to Robert in Southeast. Hey, Robert.
What's up, Grand Danny? Appreciate you taking my call, man.
Hey, buddy.
You bet.
Well, like you said, 95% of us, I'm a lifelong Washingtonian, and I feel nowhere but in D.C. after all, they are the Washington Commanders. They look out for the Wizards and the Caps and the Nats. This is a football city, but they're looking out for the other teams. Come on now. And it's sad that it's political. It's really sad. It is disheartening. The last caller kind of inspired me a little bit. Like you say, that's the favorite right now. You give another update. You know, we got from ESPN.
Robert, would you be game for that? Would you rather try again next year with the possibility?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The possibility that we're back here sitting on our hands again, holding our noses, that's a politically correct way to say it.
Well, we've been doing that all this time. We've been doing this all this time.
Right, but if you do it the other way, we could be building, we could have shovels in the ground in several months and maybe building a stadium this time next year. And be in it a football season sooner.
Yeah, we could, but it's going to be in Maryland.
That's true.
It belongs in D.C. I mean, it belongs in D.C. And whatever they have to do, wait another year.
Oh, my God.
A few months or whatever. Wait, we've waited this long.
How often do you go? How often do you go to the new stadium or the current stadium?
Maybe two games a year.
Okay, so you do go. I like that. I appreciate that. Normally, the people that are telling me that we don't need a new stadium don't actually go to it. They just say, no, let's wait a little while.
Well, I mean, you think it's the reason they don't go, right? I mean, it's not good.
It doesn't matter why they don't go.
Okay.
They tell me I don't need a new restaurant. I'm the one that eats at the restaurant. I'll tell you if we need a new restaurant. I'm the one that eats at the restaurant. Let's go to Matt in Stafford. What's up, Matt?
Hey, yeah. Eric mentioned that the next year president-elect would want to score some points. I don't really think that D.C. is a purple area necessarily. I don't know what the point was he was trying to make there. But my question is, why does it have to always be the proposal for the funding for the zone attached to something else? Why can't it just be proposed by itself? Then they have a lot better chance of, you know, getting passed through.
Well, that's what's going to happen now, as I understand it.
Are we sure?
But no. Well, hold on. You got to begin this process anew, where the folks in Congress introduce it. Then this one committee. The sticking point, as Eric Flack has told us, is that one of the two people in committee that said, "Nah, dog, I'm good." In addition to Bernie Sanders, is this dude from Utah, and dude from Utah is like, "No, that's absurd. We're not doing that." And he's now in charge of the committee. So. It's very blockable.
Well, that's the other point.
Yeah.
So this guy says it's going to go through. Eric Flack's point is the guy that doesn't want it to go through is in charge of the committee.
Yeah, but who knows? Now, you could scratch his back with something else. But the whole point is we're doing this politics dance again.
Wait,
where he's
so
like,
you think this is political? Like, this is about politics?
Yes.
You're kidding.
No.
Guy.
That's a good bit.
Thank you.
It's a quality bit.
Danny, we should just never talk about this again, right? I mean,
here's what I can't do. Here's
we done with this?
And I told you this. Here, you had the same reaction to me at certain points when, like, I've come in with Snyder news, and you're like, I can't anymore, man. Like, when he's gone, and we'll do it then. I can't react to updates anymore. You see what I'm saying? Like, we could talk stadium stuff. I think that's very welcome. But
so you mean
like,
yesterday when we had the council member on because D.C. was getting the land back?
Right. I can't do the... And the latest reports, sourced reports, are telling me that this might be included in the... I can't react as if it's going to happen. I can't react as if it's a thing.
Silly, you're a local TV guy I get sized for.
The news where the person speaks like this. We're doing a tease for the news that comes up later. Do you have to do it like that for some reason?
Jake's in Richmond. What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, listen, Washington lifer... There's two things that would keep me from continuing to go to Maryland to a game, Landover, right? It would be getting there, number one. It's almost impossible when you drive. I don't know if you guys know, but Northern Virginia, D.C. measure area has, like, really bad traffic.
It
does. When you leave the game, it takes you an hour and a half to get 30 minutes. It took me an hour and 25 minutes to drop my friend off. He lives in Arlington, and he's only, like, a 20-minute like drive, no traffic.
It is brutal. I do it. I come across the Woodrow Wilson. You're right. It stinks. That happens in a lot of NFL stadiums, by the way.
Yes, true. I agree with you. But we lack the infrastructure in the area to be able to develop that stadium into what we're talking about, bringing money to the area. But can we be real for a second? If the local demographic is arguing about how much the tickets cost, could you imagine what the tickets cost when there's restaurants and entertainment value in the area that whoever is investing that money to build that stuff needs to recoup? Prices are just going to go through the roof.
At a brand new stadium, mind you.
Yeah. I mean, their tickets prices are already going up now with Harris and Company in charge.
Oh, yeah.
So, listen, this is just such a hot buttered mess. Like, every time you think the mess is bad, you go, well, let's leave it out in the sun over the weekend. Let's let it get riper.
What are the chances that we open the show tomorrow saying that D.C. got the land back somehow? Like, just a...
Slim to none and slim enough down on a pony.
Unbelievable. You look great. You look like you're ready to go have a party.
Well, thank you.
You go wine and dine the lady tonight at the holiday party. There might even be some people that come up to Danny Ruye and ask him where the stadium's going to be. You didn't talk about that.
It would
too
be
much
terrific
today.
Bits if they did that. Like, hey, man, any news on the stadium?
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you, bud.
For our producers, Darius and Ryan, Grant and Danny saying so long. Remember, tomorrow we are at the Crystal City Sports Pub, 2 to 6:30. Come watch the show. Come hang out with us. Going to be a lot of fun. We will have one of our favorite football guests on tomorrow, Trey Wingo, at 3 o'clock to preview the NFL weekend. Thanks for locking in on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.